Welcome to America Tonight. We can hear sounds of violence erupting in the Ukraine. We're going to let you hear that in just a few moments. But it has, it's, when I say sounds of violence, sounds of people that are starting to protest what is happening. And what is happening is that Russia is still there with the troops, and there is now more maneuvering going on. Are there any maneuvers going on in your neck of the woods? Not militarily, but speaking of the weather, we're going to mix in a little weather conversation. Perhaps we're getting out of the snowy season, and maybe spring is going to come a lot faster than some of us thought. That's part of what we'll also talk about here in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, plus my pal Rosemary Janney has written a book called Audelia's Adventures, and we'll chat with her at the tail end of this hour. You know, it's like one of those things where somebody starts telling a story and somebody says at the table, I can't tell you how many times I've been in this situation. They say, you should write a book. You should write that story down. And people, I think everybody has the story to tell. I bet if I had the time and I went through and went and spent time with every single listener of America Tonight, of course it would be impossible to do that. I bet I could dig that story out of you. Everybody has a story to tell. So her story is pretty interesting. And I predict this book is going to be a bestseller. It's already piqued a lot of interest out there, so that'll be fun to chat with her. And fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Isn't that enough to make you want to stick around? What is she talking about? Well, we'll be talking about it. What is the segment? Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. I'm just going to let it sit out there and marinate for a while. How's that? We'll just let it marinate. I think the big story, though, without a doubt, where people are talking about it anyway, is what's happening in the Ukraine. What's going in the Crimea? What's happening there? What's happening on the peninsula? What are the troops doing? What's Putin doing? Ironically, Putin, today it was announced he was one of the nominees. He was on the short list of nominees for potential Nobel Prize. Oh, that's crazy. And it's because of the situation with Syria. If you think back to that, he gets credit for having Assad hand over his chemical weapons, which I think there's more to that story, but it doesn't matter. That's what put him on the list in the first place. Now with what's happening in the Ukraine, you have to think there is no chance of him accepting a Nobel Prize. But stranger things have happened. Look at Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize for what happened in the Middle East, and then it exploded. And we were right in the middle of it. A little bit different, though, than this situation in the Ukraine. All right, this is a little snippet of what it sounds like. Take a listen. Not good when you start hearing that. Not good because I think it's so close for Putin to figure out a way to push this over to the, not figure out a way, but just to push it over the side. I think would love to do that. He would love to have the Ukraine back completely in the Russian fold. And right now it's not. Even though there are a lot of people even in that area that speak Russian, that have a little bit of an allegiance to Russia and would not be terribly blown away if they weren't back under Russia's wing. However, the younger people in the Ukraine and others, and it's really split down the middle, want their independence, want to be able to have free elections, have a democratic process, since Yanukovych was booted as the president of the Ukraine and now is hiding out in Russia. The guy was making the equivalent of $75,000 a year and lived in a palatial $10 million palace. So he was obviously picking from the till, putting his hand in the till, and the people knew it, and there was a big problems with that. What's going to be interesting to see is there's a couple of things at play, and one of them is natural gas because of the pipes that run through the Ukraine. and how that affects Europe. And we've talked about this a ton. It's, you know, you look at your assets. You look at your assets, you look at the people of the Ukraine, you look at the deals, you look at what's on the table, and then ultimately what does it mean? Do we have the Cold War Part 2? Is this what we've stepped into now, into the middle of this? And the answer is, yeah, we're on the precipice of it without a doubt. And this has been coming for a while from Putin, if you think of lining up with Iran, sticking by Ahmadinejad when he was in power there. Now you have Rouhani, and Assad would be another one of his buddies. And then you look also at China, and China lines up with Russia. You look at the situation with North Korea, and where are Russia and China on all of that? And there seems to be more and more distance between the U.S. and Russia, meaning the two presidents, without a doubt. The G8 summit's coming up. It's not looking good. U.S. would boycott that. There's no way they would go to the summit. Any military discussions, that would be ice. So we would be reverting backwards. There would be no forward motion. And it would, this would lead to a lot of possibilities. Economically, what would happen here would be interesting to see. Because I don't think Russia would just completely cut off its nose to spite itself. But if the answer is, listen, we have to protect the Ukraine, we're going to protect the Ukraine, that's it, then there is a standoff. And this is where we are. There is a standoff. I don't see how you dance around that, especially what the narrative is from everybody, from the Joint Chiefs of Staff on down, is this is what's happening. We're helping the people of the Ukraine. We're standing by the people of the Ukraine. There's nothing about we're having conversations with Russia about this. Yes, about them stepping away from it, but not about Russia taking over. And Putin is not going, I just don't think he's going to completely take his crowns and back out of this. Unless it's just a ploy to throw another punch out there and wait and swoop back in, which is, you know, that's always a possibility. But it's the more you keep seeing the troops there and the more you hear the people protesting, that the flames are being fanned. And since it's half and half, it is a mess. I mean, Putin wants it back. He wants the land grab. He wants it. Right? So, it's not about the Nobel Peace Prize. It's not about that. Now, whoever would be able to negotiate with Putin and have him step away, maybe they would get the prize, but I don't see it. Nope. Especially because he's got people lining up to back him as well. All right, hang with us coming up on the flip side, closer to home, what's going on? Mio Mayo, problems out of D.C. next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
All right, we're swinging into odds and ends, Jolene, here on America Jolene, Tonight. If you want to chime in, you're always invited to this party. Putin, is he successful? Do the Ukrainians end up pledging allegiance to the Russians, or do they dance to their own tune? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, americatonight.net. In the meantime, a couple of other things are going on of huge interest. Lois Lerner took her same old act. Remember, at one point, she had some pretty big power in Cincinnati, in the IRS, in fact, because she was in charge of exemptions, period. She was in charge of exemptions, so that means nice salary, nice pension, pretty good gig. And it was all good until the Supreme Court came along with their Citizens United ruling, which said corporations and unions can dump basically as much money as they want into campaigns. So with limited contributions individually, think of what happens naturally. Democrats can take advantage of it, and Republicans can take advantage of it. And there was a hesitancy with the Democrats who said, listen, the Republicans, yeah, the Koch brothers, they have all this money, and they're going to move it around. That's what that's just buried in all of that. Or whoever. It wouldn't just necessarily be the Koch brothers. There were a lot of different things, a lot of different groups that were pulling money together under, you know, Citizens for a Better Way of Life or whatever. They could plop whatever they wanted on it. But that's the Supreme Court ruling, and that's the law of the land. That happened in 2010. So a lot of people theorized that the reason for the exemptions was to smash really the Tea Party on the head so they wouldn't get the exemptions, the 501c4 exemptions, which denied them money that they would have had in that status, which they didn't get a lot. Not every single one, but most of them, if you sent it in, you put your paperwork together, sent it into the IRS, you never heard back, and then you would beat them up, call them up, do all that kind of stuff, and you still would never hear back. There was a case where something hadn't happened in like 2 years. And not all of them took that long, but they took a long time. So you get the picture, you know the story already. It explodes last year. Lois Lerner apologizes for what happened. Then the White House talks about cleaning up the IRS. The head of the IRS resigns. Somebody new comes in. You know the story, how it unfolds. So here we go again with a committee, because Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, is not going to let it drop. In the middle of a hearing, his polar opposite, Elijah Cummings, Congressman Cummings, Democrat, longtime Democrat from Maryland. They get into it because Cummings says it's ridiculous, that nothing's different, nothing is going on here with these hearings. And then his mic is abruptly cut off. So it got a little heated for other reasons, but Issa said, as Lois Lerner wouldn't say anything, she just took the fifth again, took the fifth under the advice of her attorney, that they're thinking of filing contempt of court charges against her. So that means she's got to sit in the old prison and think about it, contempt of court. I think they'll pursue it if they can pull it together, and they can. That's what will happen. Then where does it go from here? And 2 years down the line, are we still talking about this? Yes. And are we talking about what happened here and what's the true story and, you know, who ultimately made the call? Because somebody had to make that call. Somebody had to say to alert the people who were working on exemptions, push these aside. If you see anything that has Patriot or Tea Party on it, push it aside. Don't try to process it. Clearly, you can't do that, right? So, but proving it is another thing. There's been subpoenas and all the emails aren't in, so there's a giant mess here. The new head of the IRS vows to just, we're taking care of the situation, we're moving forward, we're taking care of the problems. So the IRS investigation, again, goes nowhere. So nothing's happened in the investigation, it's the land of nowhere. And she comes back around and does part two of the I'm eluding you dance and takes the fifth. The story is not done. There's going to be a sequel and a sequel after that. The sad part is you do realize when they have these committee hearings, and the more you bring someone back and the more you focus on the hearings and have the committee meetings, you're not focusing on the other things. So we're chasing our tail around again and again and again while we wait on this story to come out, but I think it's important. So that's all taxpayer money. It's all taxpayer money. Thank you, Lois Lerner. I always really stand by this. If there's a whole lot of nothing there, then why don't you just say there's a whole lot of nothing there? If it was her call and she's a big, big, big time Democrat and decides that she's in this office and let's just push those aside for now, and it was her call, which, no, I find hard to believe, then wouldn't she just say that? Well, you know, my call was we were pushing these aside because it was difficult to process them. We were, because of the Supreme Court ruling, we had yada, 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 new regulations to deal with. Whatever attempted spin or whatever scenario, put it out there. But that, we don't even know, because it's just, we're getting to nowhere. There's nothing here, and there's nothing to discuss. She's taking the fifth, so we're done with this. But we're not done with it. And it is a time killer for a story that will probably finally find out the true story in 5 years when it's all said and done. All right, speaking of strange stories, you know, people have asked me in traveling, and a lot of Americans go to Mexico. But usually when they go to Mexico, sometimes they go to the interior, but usually they're going to the Mexican resort towns. Well, there's this weird story that popped up about a 22-year-old American who was strangled in Cancun over the weekend. Now, you know, in Cancun, they hate that because it's all about tourism. But they found his body on a dirt road in a place called Punta Sam, which is a residential area right there in Cancun. It's just a little bit north of it. The U.S. Embassy certified that this was a 22-year-old from Florida. His name is Craig Taylor, was Craig Taylor. And the reports are that he and his brother and two friends went to a bar in downtown Cancun. And they were arguing with employees at a bar over drink prices. That's all anyone knows. So they're talking to the bar owner. They're talking to the employees. The guys from Florida were going to Cancun to have some fun. Went there on Friday, and their buddy's not coming back. So you wonder what that's about. In any of these resort areas, the name of the game is tourism, and the last thing they want is a problem with that, because what is Cancun about? Babes, bars, drinking. It's the drinking game when you go to those resorts. There are other family-friendly areas to go, but especially Cancun is known for bring on the tequila. And it's kind of a, it's not kind of, it is a reminder. When you're in Mexico, when it's the reverse situation, I mean, you're going to this resort getting blitzed or whatever, that, you know, look around because there's eyes around. And, you know, and truly, 22, what's a 22-year-old doing? They were having fun. That's what they were doing. But it's not so fun when you got to make the call to those parents and your friend ends up that way. Ooh, that's a sad tale. And, of course, the brother was there, too. So now you have a brother and their two buddies. My, oh, my. I know there'll be a little warning probably on the State Department website. We'll have to check that. Coming up, fruits, nuts, shred it, and bingo.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In Florida, in and around and outside of Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. I used to go to Port Charlotte all the time. The Texas Rangers trained there. I really like that area. It's a good kind of little fishing place. There's some great beaches by there and whatnot. And that's the place where I had my first blizzard because I'd never even been to a Dairy Queen. And so one of the players said, "We're going to get blizzards. Do you want one?" And I said, "What's a blizzard?" And it was great, right? How many calories? Who knows? Of course, with the baseball players and spring training, they're burning it all off. But it was pretty good, I have to say. So, this is my new favorite segment. It really is. It's called Fruits, Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Bingo! This is where Nathan Reeder gets to join me on the show. And he wasn't in Cancun partying, but he was with some of his buddies for a couple of days, and he got a little hoarse. I mean, were you screaming, and were you in a mosh pit? What were you doing?
Oh, I wish. I think I was in a room with too many stinky, cold people enough that we just all shared.
Oh, that just doesn't sound good at all.
Nope.
Oh, you have what I've had for like 5 weeks. It's crazy. All right, so shredded fruits and nuts, bingo, you get the whole idea here. The first story, Nathan, is this one. A Massachusetts court ruled on Wednesday that a man who took cell phone photos of the up the skirts of women riding the Boston subway didn't violate state law because the women were not nude or partially nude. The Supreme Judicial Court overruled a lower court that had upheld charges against this cretin, Michael Robertson, who was arrested in 2010 by the cops They set up a sting after they got all these reports that he was using his cell phone to take photos and video up female riders' skirts and dresses. Wow. So, is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm going to go. Wait, where was this again?
This was in Massachusetts.
Yeah, fruits and nuts. Just, that's kind of whack, man. I mean,
I think it's whack.
You, you know, who's
creepy.
Getting a good message here? No one's really getting any good messages.
No, it's a bad message. It should be illegal. The photos should be illegal. So somebody, and think of all the female professionals or girls going to school, and they're not even necessarily dressed provocatively. They're just wearing a dress or a skirt, and he positions the camera or the video so he can get the upskirt photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy in upper court. Nice.
I know. That's what I say. Same thing. I think it's creepy. Fruits and nuts. That's a good way to go with that. I agree. The another story that piqued my interest for all you tech heads is this story about the Google Glass. You know, people wear, I forget how much it costs, a gazillion dollars, but you have this Google Glass thing that you can wear, this little thin glass that's, you know, these tiny glasses. They've been banned from San Francisco SoMa Bar, which is a very popular bar. And the reason why is because a lot of those high-tech people go there, and the people in the bar, a lot of them were wearing Google glasses while they were inside there. And they decided, they even put up a sign with a Google glasses and a line through it. It's saying that you cannot wear Google Glass when you come in here. And they don't like it. They say they have privacy concerns. They don't want people using Google Glass because they can record without the knowledge of people. So then you could become a target. And they think it's a tech elite thing. And it has a negative effect on working class neighborhoods, especially in San Francisco. So is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo? Is it discriminatory against the people who wear Google Glasses? Or is this a way to protect the people who can't afford the Google Glass and are working class against the snottiness of the tech elite?
Oh, man, you are not going to stop that forever. I'm going with shredded because, okay, it's what they figured it out in one town to try to do that in San Fran, you said?
In one bar, they're saying.
In San Fran. Yeah. Yep. Shred it.
All right. Shred it. I agree. Shred it. But you're not going to stop that. I think you're right. I think that this is a wave of the future, and then the Google Glasses will get cheaper. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was in Grenada, one of the people there, a really spectacular woman who is a big-time doctor in her career and went on to many cool things and then became super... a super technical person when she wasn't working for the National Institute of Health. I really like this woman. In fact, we'll probably end up having her on the show. She was wearing, the whole time she was wearing the Google Glass. And I'm wondering, I hope she wasn't recording my conversations. Now, the thing is, that does make you paranoid about somebody just looking at you and taping you. I hate, you know, there is a weird thing about technology. Technology, and we say this all the time on America Tonight, right? In one way, technology is awesome. There's no question. Just even the advantage of texting, you can find out how somebody's doing. Someone could be in the hospital sitting there waiting for a chemo treatment, waiting for whatever. It could be a happy situation, a sad situation, and boom, you can have that. You can actually have contact. The whole thing with the FaceTime where you can see somebody from far away and it's easy, boom, you're both interconnected. There are a lot of great things about technology, and then there's the other side of technology. See, I mean, here's the thing with the Google Glass. Do you have to, and that's like being too cool for school. That's like, you know what it's like? It's like people in television wearing their pancake makeup to say, hey, I'm in television. You know, guys used to do that because they'd have like an orange neck and their shirt would be orange, but everyone would recognize them as the anchor person because they didn't take their makeup off. And it wasn't because, oh, gee, I'm lazy, I'm running out the door, and I want to go have drinks. It's because, okay, I'm the cool anchor guy, so I'm wearing my makeup. And that's kind of the way I feel about the Google Glass. Yeah, when you're in those situations, but you're going to have drinks. You're not, are you really working or taping things? Or I don't know, that doesn't make sense to me, but it'll probably become a bigger deal. And in San Francisco, there's going to be a lot of fights of it with it there because of it's a tech town. So you're going to have the people that are saying it's banned there. They're not going to like that. They, who knows? They could challenge it, and or another bar is going to say you're welcome here. There's that story is not done, it, especially in that area of all places. Of all places. All right, let's go to another one. Let's move to another one. There's so many that I dug up earlier in the day. It was hard to decide what was, what I was going to bring up. But this one's good. We'll pick Nathan's brain on this one. The it almost goes to the same thing. It's crazy. A student has been ordered to pay $100,000 over a tweet that was made about a teacher. So the way the story goes, it's a defamation thing. See, we're on this technology thing. And it's just a music teacher in Australia that was awarded the equivalent of the over $100,000 in damages for defamation, not just on Twitter, but on Facebook as well, after she was targeted by a former student who she says bore a grudge. So Andrew Farley, the son of the school's head of music and arts department, wrote messages about Christine Mickle, who replaced Farley's father. And they were nasty messages. I mean, really mean-spirited, nasty messages that he spread through the grapevine of the computer. Right. I mean, everywhere, I guess. And the court wanted him to apologize. Then they questioned the sincerity of his apology. So, I don't know. What do you think, Nathan? You hear the story. The kid's father gets fired. So, classic. He thinks he's being clever and he's trashing her all over the place publicly.
Wait, the kid's father did get fired and was replaced?
He did get fired. And by her.
And she just was merely there, and he had some choice words for the new person who took his father's spot.
Yes, yes, really nasty choice words on the end. You know, and he was forced to make a public apology. He did. They didn't think it was really sincere.
I like that part. I'm still going to go with fruits and nuts because, you know, that's kind of an individual kind of response pattern.
Okay, fruits and nuts. Yeah, I agree. It's an individual thing. And you know what, though? This just shows you, again, with technology, the Google ban on the glasses, somebody writing nasty things, tweeting, or Facebooking. There is always the possibility of litigation. In fact, social media is used as evidence a lot in all kinds of trials. And people just, I think they just don't believe that their social media can be used against them. I'm here to tell you, watch out. It can be used against you. Rosemary Janney up next talking about her new book.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
About this next guest, a buddy of mine. She's written a book called Audelia's Adventures. Yep, going to Texas. And let me tell you, I stayed up and read the whole thing. No more of my friends can write books because I am getting no sleep. I was up till like 5 in the morning. That is ridiculous. Rosemary Janney is the author and my pal. Rosemary, how you doing?
Just great, thank you.
I gotta ask you this because, you know, I love Allison Janney. I used to watch The West Wing, and of course she's been on a whole bunch of other things as well. And I can kind of see a family resemblance to you and she. Now I know Janney's your married name, but they say when you marry someone and you're married to them long enough, you start to look like your spouse. So perhaps you look like a real Janney now. Is she any relation? Is she any relation to you whatsoever?
Not in the last four generations, probably.
I'm gonna get her on the show and under the guise that you are a relative. I'm gonna have to figure it out somehow. I'm gonna do it. I promise you. All right. So tell us about. Did you ever think that you would write a book? First of all,
No. I always wanted to write, but I never realized that I could write a whole book.
So when you decided to go on this odyssey, did you have it in your head or had you written things down or had you collected information? How did you initially get it all together?
Well, I did some family research and I found a story about an ancestor that was just got to my heart, you know, and I wanted to find out about the time period. I did more investigating and what happened around them during the 1830s and 40s, and all of a sudden I started writing and making up little things that might have happened to them, and I just had a great time doing it.
Yeah, 1830s and 40s, and, you know, digging back and throwing back into that culture all the different things that happened then. I mean, it was pretty rough times for young girls then, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that's what I realized, that you don't really think about it very much. But without birth control, women had children year after year that averaged 12 kids if they lived, you know, into their 60s. And they had no schooling. I mean, they had homeschooling, but there was no junior high or high school to go to out on the frontier. Yet they tried to maintain a high level of education the best I could, and they had to be able to make their own clothes. And it's really amazing when you stop and think about it, and you think about the differences today and then. Oh, I had fun with that.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, let's see. Make your own clothes, not much schooling, give birth to probably, you know, anywhere from 7 to 12 kids. I don't know that I would have made it in those times. How about you, Rosemary?
Well, lots of women didn't, and that's part of the sad part. You know, a lot of them died very, very young. But so much is written about the men during that period or any period in the past, and I thought, oh, what? Be fun to write about a woman's perspective or a young girl's perspective of what was going on. So I had fun with that.
And tell us about Audelia. What, you know, you talk about her adventures, and tell us the story. Give us a little bit of the story.
Well, she lives in Missouri, and her father joins up with the group in the 1820s. To go to Texas to get a large amount of land, a land grant, and it's actually the year that she is born, so she has never met him, but she lives around his family, his parents, her grandparents, and his brothers and sisters, and they talk about him, and she actually looks a lot like him, so they're all very, very curious. She's very curious and wants to, of course, go to Texas and meet him. In the meantime, he files for divorce, and her parents divorce. He remarries a Spanish family in San Antonio area, and her mother remarries, and she has to cope with that. And I thought, well, there's a real story there. How would a young girl in those days have coped with all of that and moved on and grown up? Tried to live as normal a life as possible, and the influences that she might have had from the Native Americans in the area were everywhere, and the climate that you had to deal with because you didn't have central air and heat. So you were close to your animals because that you depended on them so much. So.
Yeah, the part where you say there that's very intriguing for people listening across America right now, and I'm sure they can imagine this in your head. You think, you know, 1830s, 1840s, stagecoaches, all that kind of thing, some of those really literally one-horse towns, and filing for divorce. Divorce had to be pretty rare then, don't you think?
I think it might have been, and I think Missouri was just I don't believe it was a state even, that they were able to get this divorce. So it was kind of a family. My family was not real proud of that, you know, and so they would never talk about this part of the family. So that's why I was curious about doing research. And when I looked at some of the census reports, I realized how many children that different women were having and how young some of them died. And it just got my curiosity up.
You know, it's funny about that when you say it gets your curiosity up. I think now with Ancestry.com and whatnot, more people are doing that. They're doing the genealogy, and they're stunned by some of the things they found. Rosemary, is kind of an aside here. I went to Ireland, whatever it was now, a year and a half ago, and one of the things that I found out before I left, I just confirmed it. I had kind of heard rumors about it, but a great-great-great-great uncle was a horse thief, and the British hung him in Ireland. I had a horse thief relative. Are you kidding? I was just like, oh, that's terrible. And then supposedly, somehow, I'm related to Henry VIII. I was like, wow, can we go from one extreme to the other? So it is crazy what you learn in that curiosity factor. And wow, look how you've exploded into a book. Now, I don't want to spoil the ending for anybody, and you can get Audelia's Adventures, Amazon.com. It's just a great book. It's a great book for anyone to read, but especially if you have like a teenager, nieces, that kind of stuff. They would love it because it's just that kind of book that they can read. It's a nice, thick book, and it has just a great story. So I don't want to give too many details away, but in dealing with that and thinking about her father, a lot of that is what is she thinking in her head because she realizes she doesn't know her family, right?
That's right. Well, her father. And then she realizes that the man her mother has remarried has really... She's got a really close relationship with him that she doesn't realize how great it is until a certain event happens. And sort of an exciting adventure she has. So I don't want to give that away. But I think it's kind of a coming of age and realizing what's important and who really matters. And I think that's good for everyone to read about.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. What was the reaction to doing a book? What was the reaction of your family and your friends? Did you tell a lot of people, or did you kind of keep it under wraps?
I kept it to myself, and they were astonished.
They were astonished, right? You said, oh, by the way, I have this book coming out. You can get it on Amazon. I'm going to have a book party and all that stuff. And then you're just like, what? What are you talking about? And we should tell everybody, and I had teachers in my family. My favorite grandmother was a teacher, and you were a teacher. So
yeah.
You understand that about learning, and you were talking about that education and what it was like back then. So do you think that curiosity is, I think people that are good teachers have their curiosity peaked. So I bet this story was hanging around in your head for a long time, was it?
I think it was. And I love writing. And even though I worked with elementary age children, their stories would take on a life of their own. And you would realize that the magic of writing is just phenomenal. And I loved it. So
yeah, I agree. Did you, when you were a teacher, did you have SRA readers?
I don't think so.
You know where kids would go, and some people can relate to this. Maybe this is a Northeast thing. They had it in a box, and they had these short stories, and you would go and you'd read the story, and then you'd have to check off that you read it. It was very cool.
Maybe we had some similar things, but just didn't call it that. Problem.
Yeah, it was kind of something different.
They had
lots
of reading activities. In fact, that's what I did do, was teach reading to new language learners.
Very cool. What would you tell anybody out there about writing a book? I think everybody has a story to tell. Do you think, would you tell everybody out there to take the leap?
I would. It was just a joyful, joyful thing to do, and I'm still having a great time with it. So I probably will get back on the computer and write a sequel.
Ooh, already talking about a sequel. When's the movie coming out? That's what we wanted. Everybody started asking about the movie next. All right, this is just terrific. So pick up Rosemary's book and get it on Amazon.com. Rosemary Janney, thanks a lot. Audelia's Adventure is Going to Texas. Good luck with that and the sequel.
Well, thank you very much. I really feel honored to be on the show.
Well, thank you. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.